questions.
Hello.
Listen to.
We're on. You're on.
Are we on?
Yes. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the second part of our live internet field trip to Brazos Bend State Park. We have one more hour to go, and the first thing that I want to do is make sure that I say thanks to the folks who have made our project happen. We want to say thanks to the National Project Wild Office, Council for Environmental Education, the North American Association for Environmental Education, and thanks for the in-kind contributions of lots and lots of people here at Parks and Wildlife who have made this possible. You'll see here with me today, this afternoon, is Shannon Gard and Dennis Jones. Dennis is a park ranger at the park, and Shannon is a person that stays at the park a lot. And I want to give her a chance, first of all, to tell you a little bit about what she does at the park, or kind of like what she does and things like that. So tell us what school you go to, what grade you're in, how old you are, all that stuff.
Okay. My name is Shannon Marie Gard. I'm 12 years old. I'm in the sixth grade. I'm in the sixth grade at Navarro Middle School.
Is there anybody in particular you want to say hi to at Navarro Middle School?
Yeah, I want to say hi to Catherine, Jennifer, Sarah, and Heather.
All right. Are those your best friends?
Mm-hmm.
Good friends at school?
Good friends at school. Let's see. There are about 640 kids in my school. That's just sixth grade only. So
Navarro Middle School is only sixth graders. And mm-hmm. How many again?
643 about.
Wow. So you don't even know everybody in your class.
No.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And I was going to ask you something else, and I just totally spaced it away.
So
I guess it doesn't matter now. All right, we have some more time to talk about alligators. You see, we have some other friends here. If you look closely at Dennis, you'll see that he's wearing a specific thing on his head. But we're really going to spend the next 30 minutes talking a little bit more about alligators. And if you look over on the right side of your screen where your agenda is, make sure that your picture is refreshed so that you have a new photo there. We are going to continue to talk about alligators, and you'll see that that says 20 questions there. We don't really have any new slides or photographs to show you for this half hour, but Dennis and Shannon are going to kind of play a game with you. And what we want to do is start off this half hour with like a big prize question. And we want to encourage the folks that are in our chat room to see if you can come up with the answer. You, your classroom, the teacher in the classroom that guesses the answer to this question, guesses or either finds resources and gets the right answer, will get a GatorWise button for all the kids in the classroom, and the teacher will get a poster for the classroom. So I'm going to let Shannon go from there.
Okay. Here's the question. Okay. Between the turn of the century, 1900, when people learned to tan alligator hides, and 1972, when alligators were protected by law, approximately how many were killed for their hides?
Okay, that's your question. So we're going to go ahead and let Dennis and Shannon, they're going to, I think, answer some of the 20 most common questions asked of you?
Yeah, about 20. If you count them, it's probably not exactly 20.
Okay. Well, we won't count them then.
We're going to try to give some pretty quick answers so we can get to some of the other questions also that the people might have. You want to ask the questions, and I'll try to answer a few of them.
Okay. The first one is, how many alligators are there at Brazos Bend State Park?
We guesstimate, or estimate, if you will, that there are about 250 to 300 alligators over 6 feet long at the park. The ones that are smaller than 6 feet may or may not last, so we don't even bother to count those.
Okay. The second one is, where can I see an alligator?
Anywhere there's water at Brazos Bend State Park, you can see alligators, and sometimes places where there's not. As a matter of fact, I saw one beside one of our Coke machines one day.
Inside or outside?
Beside.
What
do
I mean?
Was
the Coke machine inside the building?
It was outside one of the buildings.
Okay.
Okay, the third one would be, who brought alligators to Brazos Bend?
No one brought alligators to Brazos Bend. They've been at Brazos Bend off and on as temperatures and geology would allow for the last 65 million years.
Hmm. The fourth one, has anyone ever been hurt or killed by the alligators at Brazos Bend?
No, definitely not. It's not because some people haven't tried. They've been really dumb around alligators sometimes. But fortunately, the alligators haven't hurt anyone, and we're not going to let that happen. To my knowledge, no one's been really seriously hurt or killed by an alligator in Texas.
So how do we keep from being dumb around alligators?
You keep your distance. You stay a good distance away from alligators, and you observe them from a safe distance. You don't feed them, you don't tease them, you don't harass them, you don't mistreat them. And that's, if you do those things, you're going to get in trouble, either by the alligator or by me.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Shannon.
What is the biggest alligator in the park?
The biggest one I've ever seen was probably around about 14 feet. The biggest one I've ever had my hands on was about 13.2, I think. I think it was 13 feet, too.
Okay, how long do alligators get?
Alligators grow about a foot a year for the first 5 or 6 years they live. Then their growth slows way down, and they can grow to be, 12 or 14 feet. I think the state record right now, and I could be wrong, is 13.8. The biggest alligator ever found was about 19 feet in Louisiana in 1939.
Wow. And so I'm going to ask Shannon to tell us if you're looking at an alligator from far away, how can you tell how long it is?
Well, you can tell how long it is by if you can see the head, you can measure from, you can see this dude right here.
Yeah, I can see.
From the center of their nose to the top of their eyes, how many inches it is from their nose to their eyes, and 1 inch equals a foot. So if this was about 13 inches mm-hmm. right here, this would be about a 13-foot alligator.
And this little guy she has in her hands is just a teeny little distance between his eyes.
I'll bet if you measured this, though, you'd discover that portion of an inch or so is about how long the alligator is in feet.
All right.
That looks like about 1 inch.
Yeah.
I'll bet that alligator's about 1 foot long.
Yeah, about 12 inches long. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and ask another question.
Let's see, Kurt, how long they are. About how old do alligators get?
Alligators in the wild probably don't live very long. A very old alligator, a very old wild alligator probably lives 30 or 40 years, maybe. There are some alligators in zoos now that have lived over 70 years.
Okay. Do you feed the alligators at Brazos Bend?
No, we do not feed the alligators at Brazos Bend. And if we see somebody trying to feed the alligators, we get very upset because they're not doing the alligators any favors. What they're doing is they're causing that animal to lose its fear of humans and also think that humans get its food. And when that happens, then an alligator could hurt someone. And we can't let that happen.
Okay. What do alligators eat and how often?
Alligators eat anything that's meat. They also, because they're predators, they eat sick animals, old animals, young animals, extra animals, dead animals, and dumb animals. Little alligators eat insects, minnows, those kinds of things. And what was the other part of that question? How often? Alligators can go for long periods of time without food. In the wintertime, they don't eat at all. Their digestion just doesn't work when they get too cold, so they don't eat in the wintertime.
Okay.
Do alligators hibernate in the winter?
They may in some areas hibernate, but I wouldn't really use that word. When the weather gets cold, they hide in the underground dens or in the water, and as soon as the sun comes out, then they crawl out on the land and begin to absorb the heat from the sun once again.
Okay.
Okay, Shannon, let me ask you a question. How long can an alligator stay underwater?
I'm pretty sure they can easily stay underwater about 25 to 30 minutes. But if they really prepare for it, like slowing their heartbeat down and stuff like that, and their temperature along with it, lowering their temperature, they can stay underwater from anywhere from an hour to 24 hours.
Well, that's a long time.
Okay.
I've actually seen the alligators sometimes, very rarely, there's ice where we live on the water, and they can break holes in the ice and breathe through it. If they're really big, if they're not, then they drown because they can't go up to breathe. It's kind of scary.
I want, before we go on, I want you to, Shannon, to tell them the, give them the question again. We have a contest going on right now. In this half hour or later, we want you to try and guess the answer to our question. And you need to, you can either call us on our 800 number, and that's 800-792-1112, extension 68, and you can call us up with the answer, or you can discuss it in the chat room and give us the answer there. The closest one to the answer, or the answer to our question, if you get it right, then we'll send you and your class some goodies. So Shannon's going to ask you the question.
Okay. Between 1900, or the turn of the century, when people learned how to tan alligator hides, and 1972, when alligators were protected by law, approximately how many were killed for their hides?
Okay, there's the question. See if you can answer it.
Okay. Back to the question. When do alligators have their babies?
The babies hatch out of the egg in late August, early July, usually the time most kids are starting back to school. The eggs are laid in June and July, and it takes 60 to 70 days for them to turn into baby alligators.
I happen to know that Shannon has a special talent for being able to imitate a baby alligator. Would you share that with everybody? Can you do it for us? Can
okay.
You do it?
Let's see. They make a really kind of a weird chirping sound.
Little baby alligators looking around. He heard you. That's how they tell each other that there's something strange going on. And also when their mother hears that, then she wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, I bet.
And if other alligators, even that aren't related, they hear that, they come to see what's trying to eat the baby alligator so they can eat it.
Have you ever done that noise out in the park and had anything respond to it?
Out in the park when I was hatching out the eggs with the scissors, you know?
Right.
I was sitting there holding one while they were getting tagged, and it was sitting there chirping, you know, like that, and I started chirping back, and it was kind of like chirp, 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 chirp.
He was talking to you.
He got you in one.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Okay, how many eggs does a female alligator lay?
They lay as few as 20 and as many as 60, and the average is about 30 to 40 eggs.
All right. Are alligators cannibalistic?
To some extent, yes. Big alligators eat smaller alligators, and little alligators eat things that big alligators ignore. So a 3-foot alligator might consider eating a hatchling. A 12-foot alligator might eat a 6-foot alligator. And as a matter of fact, we even included a picture of that actually happening on the still frame pictures that you had.
Let me say something else about the pictures. You'll notice that over on the right side of your screen from 1:30 to 2, from 1 to 1:30, excuse me, we're talking about alligators, but you'll see that the pictures are the same pictures that Dennis talked about earlier. So we don't have any unique pictures for this segment, but you can certainly hear us and scroll through and look at some of the other alligators' pictures as well. And if you have some questions during this time, be sure and ask us. We'll be glad to answer them. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sharon, let me ask you another question. Do alligators make sounds?
Yes, alligators do make sounds. As you probably know, the young alligators, when they're very small, they make that little chirping sound. And then the adults, especially the females, if you come near their nests to threaten you, they'll start hissing at you and opening their mouths, kind of showing off their teeth.
It works.
And both males and females, they can both bellow and make a really loud noise.
Weird.
The males bellows pretty much a lot deeper and more, it's more impressive, and the females is more like a little snort, you know, like a little.
So. We had a question. Was there something else?
I was just going to say, early in the mornings, especially in the mornings, you walk around the lakes and there's nobody around, and you hear one alligator start to bellow, and then you hear another one maybe half mile away bellow and another. It sounds like you're surrounded by dinosaurs.
It's that's kind of eerie.
It's pretty neat. It's like traveling back in time.
Well, we had a dinosaur. We had an alligator question from this morning from Ms. Zamanik's class in Tampa that we didn't get to. So okay. I'll just ask either one of you if you know the answer to this question. Does a baby alligator have all its teeth? And then how many teeth does an adult alligator have?
You want to answer that, Jen?
I'm not really sure.
Well, that's a baby alligator. Is he born with his teeth?
Yes, they are born with teeth because they have to be able to punch holes in their shell so they can get out in the wild.
Okay, well, I'll answer the big alligator question. They have about 60 teeth in their head, and they can replace each tooth about 5 or 6 times while they're alive.
Just remind them about the question, and we need to...
I bet they don't have very many alligators in Tampa, do they?
I bet not.
Do you have any alligators in Tampa?
Yeah, tell us. Do y'all have alligators in Tampa? Shannon wants to just remind you about the question. She's going to read it one more time. And we did have a school that called in, but we forgot to get your school name. So please call us back if you're listening to us. The closest answer wins. So Shannon's going to give you the question one more time.
Okay. Between 1900 or the turn of the century, when people learned how to tan alligator hides, and 1972, when alligators were protected by law, approximately how many were killed for their hides?
Okay. Dennis and Shannon are asking and answering some of the most common questions that they get at the park about alligators.
Okay. Okay, get more sense. Do alligators really use their tails as weapons?
And not in my experience. You know, a lot of people will tell you that, oh, you have to watch out if that alligator hits you with its tail. It'll really hurt you. Well, yes, it will, but are they doing it on purpose? Not really. The reason the alligator might hit something with its tail is because it was trying to bite it with its mouth. When they bite, they usually turn from side to side. And to balance themselves, their tail swings around. And when their tail swings around, sometimes it accidentally bumps into things. Has an alligator, when I've had to handle them or catch them, ever hit me with its tail on purpose? No, never, never. It just doesn't happen. So that's another one of those myths about alligators that I don't really think is true.
Look, Shannon, I'm putting it to sleep. He's falling asleep on my hand. I suppose that means.
It's got a nice warm plate.
A nice warm hand. Usually my hands are very cold.
It's kind of cold in this room.
Mm-hmm.
One last question is what we have from our list.
I can't see my alligator.
Y'all alligator.
Y'all welcome. Do we know if this is a girl alligator or a boy alligator? Do we know that?
Not yet.
How?
You'd have to look inside.
Okay.
And that's not easy to do. They don't like that much.
You can't just ask them.
No, okay. They won't tell you.
Okay,
last question. What's the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
The first difference is distance. The closest alligators, crocodiles, are in South Florida, about 2,000 miles away. And there aren't very many of those. Another difference is their color. Crocodiles generally are greenish-gray. Alligators are grayish-black. Another thing is that crocodiles live around the equator, and alligators live in tropical, subtropical areas, like Texas and Florida. And there's even a Chinese alligator that lives in a part of China.
So we would consider the Brazos Bend to be a tropical kind of area, and that's why they're there?
Subtropical. Tropical would be the areas that you find around the equator, and as you move away from the equator towards the poles, then you would move into some subtropical areas, and that's what we are in. Also, the crocodiles usually dig holes and lay eggs, whereas alligators tend to dig nests or build nests. And lastly, I'd say that the biggest difference between alligators and crocodiles is their temperament. Alligators generally don't want to have anything to do with humans. They don't understand what humans are. They were around here in this new world for about 65 million years before humans came around. Why crocodiles have watched humans grow up in places such as Africa and Asia. So they don't really understand what we are. Therefore, The crocodiles are much more aggressive towards humans than alligators are. Thank goodness we have alligators instead of crocodiles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually have another question. It's kind of an interesting question, but Isabel at Barton Elementary School asked this question earlier today. I noticed that alligators have scales on their back, and the bigger ones obviously have really tough skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the question was, we know that mosquitoes bother people. Can mosquitoes drink alligators' blood through their scales? Do they get bothered by mosquitoes?
They probably have to find a crack in between the scales where the skin is maybe a little thinner, and then they might be able to drink some of their blood. But honestly, I can't ever remember mosquitoes bothering alligators very much. I've seen flies land on alligators' eyes or ears or nose, and they'll kind of be bothered by it, but I've never seen them trouble much with mosquitoes.
I noticed that this little alligator seems to have like double eyelids. Do they have two eyelids?
Yeah, they have an outside eyelid and an inside eyelid called the nictitating membrane.
Okay, say that slowly.
Nictitating membrane.
And how? What is that?
It's an inner eyelid. So it's just simply that. It's like a pair of goggles.
So they can see through it, but
yeah,
it's sort of protection.
But it adds a little extra protection. A lot of times when they go underwater, they'll actually cover their eye with a nictitating membrane and not close their eyes. Therefore, they can see a lot of things underwater, but they don't probably see them as clearly as we would if we were wearing a swimming snorkel-type mask.
Right. Wouldn't that be a cool thing, Sharon, to have like another eyelid that you could pull down so you could swim underwater and you could kind of see? I think that would be
really
cool.
That
would be kind of cool. Okay, we want to give you another chance to hear the question. The person or the classroom who gets the closest to answering our question today will get a GatorWise button for each person in your class. And for the classroom, the teacher and the students will get a poster to put up. So Shannon's going to read the question to you one more time, and we're still looking for answers. I don't think we've gotten the right answer to our question, so keep on trying.
Okay. Between 1900 or the turn of the century, when people learned to tan alligator hides, and 1972, when alligators were protected by law, approximately how many were killed for their hides?
Okay. So there's the question. I noticed, Dennis, that y'all have some kind of neat things here to maybe tell us about.
Yeah, these are bones that are found in the back of the alligator.
Mm-hmm.
They're called osteoderm, which means skin bone or bone skin.
Okay.
Osteoderm, and this is kind of a remnant of armor that alligators and crocodiles once probably needed, much more so than they do today, for protection. Generally, if you feel the very back of the alligator's skin, it's going to feel pretty hard. But if you touch their arms or legs or side or tummy, they feel probably as soft as your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
Very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your...
Mm-hmm. So where would those be again?
These would be... buried, if you will, in the skin on the very back of the alligator. This one looks like, because it has a high keel on it, it looks like it probably came off the alligator's neck. The ones on their neck are kind of high, and then as you move down their back, this keel, or high point on it, gets much smaller. But for those of you who don't have the ability to see these on film or on the computer, it's a flat bone that has a point on it, almost like a little shark fin, if you were to look at it from the side.
Yeah. I think he likes Dennis's voice.
Do you like my voice? Can you guys hear that?
Can you hear that? Maybe
now he's right
now. He won't do it. He's saying, I know Mom's out there somewhere. She just can't hear me. Okay, tell us what you've got over there in the glass box.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know if anybody can see that.
I don't know if you can see this or not, but this is an egg that didn't hatch, and we encased it in plastic so people could have a look at what an alligator egg looks like. That's about what size they are. They're about 3 inches long and about an inch and a half thick or so. And actually, this little alligator is curled up inside there. They're kind of folded in thirds, if you will, and that's what That's what it looks like.
We've got a couple of other questions that aren't directly on alligators, but I thought maybe that you and Shannon might want to answer them. They're about some of their relatives. People are interested in some of the snakes that are at the park. Lauren from Apogee, I'm not sure if it's at elementary school or middle school, and Megan sent us a question earlier today. And Megan's question is, how many snake species are in the park?
There's at least 17 species of snake in the park, plus or minus a few. There's probably some that we don't know about yet. That's the fun part about our job, is we're always learning and discovering something new about our very own park.
And so out of those 16, 17, something like that, how many of them could be harmful to us?
Could be, well, there are four or so kinds that have venom.
Okay.
There's the coral snake, then there's the copperhead snake, southern copperhead.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cotton mouth or water moccasin, as some people know it. And then we have we should have two species of rattlesnake here, the timber or canebrake rattlesnake, and also the small pygmy rattlesnake. I would ask a question that I'll answer myself. Is it likely that you'll see those animals? No, it's not. Snakes don't live very long if they hang around humans. So most of the snakes, when they see you or know you're around, are running away very quickly, trying to get away from you. You're more dangerous to them than they are to you.
Yeah. And then Lauren had a question about, what does the cottonmouth eat, or for that matter, what do most of the snakes at the park eat?
Depends on the snake. We have one kind of snake, an eastern hognose snake, that only eats toads and frogs, and mainly likes toads, given the opportunity. We have snakes that eat only rats and mice. We have snakes that eat other snakes, such as the king snake. I think that one of the foods that the copperhead likes are the cicadas. It's an insect that spends part of its life in the ground.
Right.
And then when they molt or change into a flying insect, they crawl up into the trees. And right during that period where they're changing and coming out of the ground and climbing up into the trees, I think the copperheads rest at the base of the trees and eat them.
Hmm.
So the snakes that live there eat just about anything. The cottonmouth eats fish, but it's also been known to take birds that come to the water to drink.
Have you ever seen any venomous snakes at the park, Shannon?
In the wild, no. But we have some at the visitor center, and yeah, I've seen them.
So there are some live animals that kids could come and see at the visitor center?
Mm-hmm.
What else do y'all have there besides snakes?
Let's see, we have where this guy stays, we've got a little tank.
Uh-huh.
We've got a bunch of turtles in there, and maybe some fish here and there. But yeah, there's
some neat things to see there, it sounds like. There's a couple other questions. We've got just a couple more minutes.
Sure.
And want to tell the folks in the chat room and that are calling us in to keep on trying to answer our big question of the day, because we'll, even if you don't get it today, we'll keep letting you guess until somebody gets it right. And I'm going to let Shannon ask this question for Dennis and tell him who it's from and where they're from.
Okay, this one is from Barton Elementary from...
I don't know if that's Nyla or Mila.
Nayla or Neela. Mm. Are there any eagles in the wetlands?
We have an eagle called a southern bald eagle that is primarily a fish eater. It will eat ducks and also geese when they come to the wetlands. So yeah, I would say yes, there are eagles in the wetlands. They're not in great numbers by any means, but we do have a few, yes. Bald eagles primarily. We don't see too many of the golden eagles. We're too far east.
Okay. This one is from Eliza. Can water snakes breathe underwater?
No, water snakes can't breathe underwater. And the reason is because they breathe air. If they tried to breathe underwater, they would do like you. They would breathe a lot of water, and that doesn't work. Snakes can bite, however, underwater. And the way I answer that question, when people ask, and people always do, can snakes bite underwater, is to try that yourself. can you bite underwater? If you've never tried
sure.
it, we'll try.
We'd want
no, don't bite someone.
We'd bite our brothers and sisters, wouldn't we?
No, we'll try bite. But yes, you can open your mouth underwater.
Yeah.
And so could a snake. And so, yes, a snake could bite underwater.